Restoring My Soul, Monday the 22nd of May. Bondage to the Law of Sin. The desire for life and expression according to one's knowledge of good and evil became another law within the hearts of fallen mankind. Living according to this law brought them into bondage to the law of sin and death. The other law and the law of sin became the controlling elements of the identity of the first man, bringing him under the dominion of Satan. Paul identified the first man, controlled by sin and the other law, as the old man. He explained that the old man grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, which are the motivations of the other law within a person. Now living by the controlling principles of the other law and the law of sin, the old man is deluded and self-centered. His heart is deceitfully wicked, and he is controlled by sin. Paul described the body of an old man who is controlled by sin as the body of sin. The body of sin is not just the physical body of a person who is dead in trespasses and sins. It refers to their whole person, body, soul, and spirit. It is described as the body of sin because everything that they perceive, think, and do falls short of the glory of their predestined sonship, being motivated by the self-centered desires of the other law within them. Living in this state, the old man remains cut off from the life of God. The scriptures define the mortal body of the old man who lives in this fallen condition as the body of death. It is a body of death because their mortal body is dying under the judgment of God on account of their sin. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verses 23 and 24, Romans chapter 6 verses 5 and 6, Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20 to 24, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15, Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, and Romans chapter 6 verse 12. For further study, Romans chapter 7.